This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for everybody to get their mail today. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers moving America's people around the highways and byways. And also, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different stuff we have over there to offer to you. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God because our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since all the occurrences over the weekend, the dual shootings. So, first of all, your thoughts on what we've seen and heard so far.
Well, obviously, it's a horrible tragedy. And the things that what comes to mind quickly is how the other side, the Democrats, are trying to use these incidents as a way to convince the American people that we need gun control or more of it in order to stop these kinds of events, when that is not true at all. Gun control does not stop murdering, and it doesn't change the hearts of people. If you want to slow down gun control, if you want to slow down murders, especially of this type, you have to change the hearts of people. People have to be taught a different way than they are today. And, we have to do a better job of also seeing people that have problems. And like this, the particular guy in, both of them have mental problems. And being able to circle the wagons around people like that and prevent them from purchasing weapons. But you cannot use situations like this to try to prevent all Americans from having free access to weapons.
Well, let me put it to you. Let me tell you this way: there are 50,000 AR-15s that have been sold to people. 50 million rifles that were sold to people across the United States. We're talking about two instances: one guy that bought an AK-47, and another guy that bought and modified an AR-15-223. First of all, he had 100. Magazine, two of them with him. He had apparently 250 rounds with him, because the other magazine he had, the third one, was a 50-round magazine. But he was a minor. Now, here's another Parkland High School incident. He was a minor, and twice he was booted out of school for threatening the male students that he was around, threatened to kill them, and threatened to rape the girl students that he was around. Twice he was booted out of school for that. That should have been somewhere in a police report. It never got there.
And see, this that reflects a pattern, and I was touching on it a minute ago. People that are problem, you know, that are problems like that, authorities seem to back off, and they don't seem to be doing their due diligence with these individuals, and they wait until a disaster happens, and then, oh, we've got to grab the guns, we've got to come up with new legislation, and this, that, and the other, to make it more difficult for everyone to purchase and own firearms or certain types of firearms. And that's the wrong way to do it. As I said before, if you want to stop and slow down these kinds of murders, you've got to do a better job of finding people like this and then going after them, like you just said, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was done with this particular individual who had been a threat to students at school.
Okay, well, let's talk about something here. Lindsey Graham yesterday chimed up. Senator Richard Blumenthal, the two of them have cooked up some legislation. They're going to take the lead on the red flag laws and what can be done and can't be done. We'll see what's going to happen. Apparently, in Maine, Governor Janet Mills signed a red flag law back in June that some are looking at as the national conversation starts up now. That may be the centerpiece, the law in Maine, for what they use at the federal level.
Now, on the surface, a red flag law may sound fine and dandy, but here's the thing. You know the nature of government, and something like that could be totally abused. Anyone. You know, we are all subject to our own opinions and how we view things, and what one person may see as a red flag, another one may not, and vice versa. And I think that these kinds of well-intentioned laws are, you know, door openers to government abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that it's a bad idea in the long run. I understand, you know, people are emotional right now, and I heard the president say that he's in support of such a deal, and I think it has, it's not the wise way to deal with the situations, these types of situations.
All right, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the El Paso Mayor, Dee Margo, and what was said there to the White House. Now, this is very politically correct and the right thing to do, in my opinion, by the mayor of El Paso, because there's a lot of spin going on about the councilmen down there that don't want the president coming, and a lot of spin going on about the mayor didn't want him coming and asked him not to come and all that. And it was all set straight yesterday, and I got the scoop right here in front of me. All right, we're coming back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back from the break, you're going to hear an Edwards Notebook. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Numerous leftist black American so-called leaders engaged in a fit of rage after President Trump accurately described the ratty conditions of Baltimore. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. In 2018, corrupt former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh exclaimed, quote, "You can smell the rotting rats," unquote. No one complained about her remarks, and she was never asked to explain why she never instituted a plan to clean away the nasty critters. A recent story about the Baltimore Deputy Police Commissioner being robbed at gunpoint by four human hood rats while he was out to dinner with his wife did not raise any eyebrows. In fact, not one Democrat official, including the hallowed Representative Elijah Cummings, uttered a peep about that lowbrow affair. But along comes President Trump, who has done more to set in motion good economic policies that have opened the door to more jobs for black Americans than ever before. However, because Trump dared to call Baltimore a disgusting rat-infested rat hole, he was roundly condemned for merely echoing what do-nothing-good Democrats have already stated. Such blatant hypocrisy and politically motivated complaining will ensure left-leaning blacks remain exactly where Democrats want them, to be left behind now preferred illegal border crossers. Please follow me on Twitter at the Ron Edwards. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. You know, I'm driving a brand new Moss Nissan Titan SL. It's a big 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8, 4x2 crew cab pickup, and I'll tell you what, this thing rides better than a car. I am not exaggerating. And the leather appointed captain's chairs, the 8-way power seat, the power adjustable lumbar support are just so comfortable with my bad back. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. Remember, you serve, you save. At Moss Nissan, we're all active-duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus a whole lot more. Check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Crystal River, Newport, Richey. And don't forget the Moss Wholesale to the Public Store, Home Assassin Springs, the Chevy dealer up there on Northdale Mabry in Carrollwood. And coming soon, another Moss Nissan coming soon. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings, $500 off your car deal. Tell them the captain sent you, 727-815-3095. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
I ran out of breath. I'm just kidding. All right, now there's been, and this started with CNN again, and then went over to MSNBC. Oh, the city council, because I actually read the story earlier. Oh, the city council of El Paso doesn't want the president to come, and the mayor has asked him to stay away. Well, not so fast, Mr. and Mrs. America. Mayor DeMargo has been no fan of Trump in the past, but Mayor Margo is setting differences aside to welcome the president. And by the way, this is exactly what the mayor said. I want to clarify for the political spin that this is the office of the mayor of El Paso in an official capacity welcoming and inviting the office of the president of the United States, which I consider is my formal duty. Bingo.
Professional and honest. And that does not sound like what MSNBC and CNN were reporting to me. And these people in the media, they're full of wishful thinkers. That's what they are. That's, you know, they were hoping that this guy who doesn't, you know, he's no fan of Trump, but he did the right thing. We have a president that's concerned. He wants to go down there and he wants to meet with the people because he's good at that. Trump is good at meeting with folks and comforting them, and the mayor is welcoming him, and that's the way it should be. These nut jobs in the media are a huge problem. And well, anyway, moving on, as they would say.
Yeah, let's move on to the internet and this shooting situation. Do violent video games contribute to some of this?
I mean, it depends on your mentality. If you're not grounded and rooted in good teaching from home, this, that, and the other, and your mind is you know, nothing but a bunch of jello and unformed through good teaching, you can be affected by that, those kinds of things. I believe you can be.
Well, one of the things they're doing now to train some of the infantry NCOs and officers is they're giving them these video games, combat games to play to see how good they are with their tactics in the field.
Yeah, well, see, that's different.
Yeah, I know it's different.
Mm-hmm. There's a purpose for it, and they're teaching them and they're perfecting a skill for a reason. And it is not that is not the same as some untaught individual who's been sitting in their mother's basement just firing away, and they're not rooted or grounded in any good teaching. So it's a totally different ballgame there.
Now, what would you say if I told you that President Trump has hit Venezuela with full economic embargo? and this is really going to be damning for Venezuela. They're also talking about putting in a naval blockade, which could come as soon as in the next month or so. What do you think about all that?
Well, it's about time, in my humble opinion. I've been wondering what Sam Hill is the president waiting on as far as taking some type of action against that dictator. I was wondering if he was backing off because of the Chinese and the Russian presence or something like that. But I'm glad to see it happening. Something needs to be done so that the people of that great country can finally make some changes.
Well, I think we can see that China obviously is not in America's corner because they are doing everything they can to try to misguide folks with this next election coming up, and they would like to see nothing better than a new administration for one simple reason, the president's tariffs against China. And now the Treasury Department has labeled China a currency manipulator, which will make it even harder for China.
Well, that's exactly what China is, and thank God. Finally, we were doing something concrete with this, with the labeling of China. China has been used to being able to screw over the United States for many years, probably as long as I've been around on the earth. And when you earn a habit of doing something for such a long time, and along comes something that says, oh, we're stopping this, we stopped this. So China is going through a bit of a fit. Because they cannot have their way with us any longer. And I know there are certain people who are saying that this is going to crush our economy, this, that, and the other. I said this some time ago, that once we stand up to China and make these hard stands, yes, there will be a bit of a downturn in the economy, but we've got to ride it out because we can get through it and we will be better off for it. Rather than continuing to allow China to manipulate their economy and also continue to manipulate the United States and through intellectual property theft and things like that.
Now, I got a couple more things, and I want to move quickly here, so I'm going to move real quick right now. What do you think about North Korea touching off a couple more missiles this morning?
Well, Rocket Man going back at it again, he's feeling his oats now that China is kind of chomping at the bit to at us a little bit, and so he's feeling a little cocky.
Okay.
So,
well, now I'm gonna move along because we're gonna run out of time if I don't. Okay. Judicial Watch has sued the state of California. Reason: the ridiculous loss, the law about Donald Trump, no tax returns, no name on the ballot, and they're suing them for an unconstitutional law. This is Judicial Watch doing this.
Thank God for Judicial Watch that somebody's taking California on, because this is unconstitutional, this is wrong, it's unlawful, and it needs to be dealt with very swiftly and in a very hard manner. Thank God for them.
All right. Well, again, we will be talking to you on Thursday. The music's coming up in my ear here, so I will look forward to talking to you on Thursday morning, my friend.
All right. Godspeed to you and your audience.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Coming up, a real treat for you. We're going to start a 13-week series. Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables, and yours truly. We're going to be talking about the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We're going to start it out with rule number one. Rule number one, we'll tell you what it is. We'll tell you how it's working in the scheme of things today around the country. Because the progressive left liberal socialists are trying to take our country away from us using Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway reacting to the two mass shootings and President Trump's remarks. She's a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
Well, the President wants to go there and continue to express his condolences and comfort and also resources. We continue to have many people on the ground, obviously, in El Paso and Dayton, and we'll continue to provide manpower and resources and other help.
America weeps for the fallen.
Earlier, President Trump addressing the nation about the two mass shootings.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this portion of the program, a brand new series we're going to be starting every Tuesday on the show, my discussions with Kathy Chamberlain, who's the author of Rules for Deplorables, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay now has over 430 boats. They are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. 185 locations across the country, 26 ports right here in the Tampa Bay area. Check them out online, Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Good morning, Kathy Chamberlain.
Good morning, Captain.
And you are the author of Rules for Deplorables.
That is correct.
And the reason we're having this discussion is because you and I talked about this, and a lot of people gave us a lot of input on this. A lot of people here have heard me talk about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You wrote a book about it, but we're going to go over the next 13 weeks. We're going to do rule number one first, then 2, 3, 4, 5, and right on down through the 13 weeks, every week explaining what the rule means and how it's being applied against us in America by the progressive left liberal socialists. You take it from there.
Yes, thank you. It's so important, excuse me, for people to understand what these tactics are, because without that understanding, we really can't fight back. And the first tactic that we're going to be talking about today, Alinsky's first tactic is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. So just basically the threat itself is usually, as Alinsky says, more terrifying than the thing itself.
Now, we've just had a situation where we've been watching, and I've been watching the media, and I've been watching the politicians and the discussions and the misinformation that came out initially about the shootings in El Paso and in Dayton, which is why you have to be so careful what you say and how you say it. And one television network, CNN, basically came to a conclusion, judge, jury, executioner, before anything was really officially divulged. And they were already blaming it on the president within an hour after the first shooting in El Paso.
You know, it's so ridiculous. And we're going to be hearing a lot more of that in the future. Because why? Because it works for the left. Again, the threat, just saying that the president himself is responsible for this shooting is enough to scare most presidents in the past, but not Trump. He's not backing down, and we can be grateful for that.
Well, America's under attack. And within 3 days during the past week, our country's been victim to deranged domestic shooters. 31 people now have officially lost their lives. 22 now is the death toll in El Paso, went up to as of yesterday. More lifetime injuries for people. To listen to the radical left, the Democrats, President Donald J. Trump's responsible for all the hate, all the mass shootings. I doubt that very seriously. The Washington Times talked about the Ohio gunman describing himself on social media as a pro-Satan leftist. We knew that. He wanted Joe Biden's generation to die off. We knew that. Hated President Trump, law enforcement, hoped to vote for Senator Elizabeth Warren for president. And he also tweeted one thing here, which leads us to where we're going next. I want socialism, and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come around to understanding. That's why he took it upon himself to go after these people and shoot them and kill even his sister.
And we both know that's their ultimate goal. The thing about blaming Trump, it really bothers me because there are several groups, as we well know, Antifa being the most prominent today. And these groups, what many people don't realize, they've been groomed by the left, just waiting to be activated, basically. And that is one of the basic original premises of Cloward Piven. We've talked about them in the past. Cloward Piven, the sociologist husband-wife team, they talk a lot about what we do with a crisis. We've heard the saying, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, but it was said way before him, mm-hmm. But that is how the left thinks. Now, the Cloward Piven strategies basically say that it, with a crisis, it doesn't matter whether that crisis occurs spontaneously, like, for example, by riots, or as the intended result of tactics of demonstration and protest. But they pretty much say you can create your own crisis. So there are such things as manufactured crisis. Remember when the left said that there was no manufactured crisis on the border? They know all about manufactured crisis because they use that a lot, and that's why the power that the enemy thinks you have or that conservatives think they have, a lot of times it works. It's like extortion. They're very good about that. Just threaten the other side and they'll get results. And we've appeased them way too many times.
Well, to the left, a national crisis is always seen as an opportunity, not a tragedy. So they're taking advantage of this for political reasons. They made this political.
Oh, definitely. And they make all of this stuff political. Which is crazy because if you think about it, when they accuse Trump of being responsible for the hate, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, all came under Obama.
Now, we have a statement and a question, I believe, in here from Eric in Seminole. Good morning, Eric. Hope your boys, your Marine boys, are doing fine. He says, good morning, sir. Interesting conversation. Two things, one from the left and one from the right. Amazing how quickly the cases were both wrapped up with the assailant's name as the sole proprietors, kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, I get what he's talking about there because in the Walmart shooting, there was a description of at least four people in black clothing. Now, black clothing is not uncommon. However, four people in the same place at the same time, and we did see the video of this guy coming into the Walmart with his AK-47 up in the air pointing at the people, firing away. So I don't know if there's any more people involved or not. Obviously, we're not going to know because if they want to catch somebody, they're not going to say, yeah, we're looking for more. They're going to just kind of let that go along. That's what law enforcement does. But in the case of Dayton, it was one person. We saw that person on video come around the corner. We saw the police back off because he had them outgunned, firing at them. And then when he went to the other way to try to get into the restaurant that he was trying to get into, they wound up coming back and firing at him and taking him down 30 seconds from the first time.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. All right. Ron Edwards just said, you're great. Can't wait to have him on you on his show. So that's from Ron Edwards.
Yeah, looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on here. We're getting message after message after message here. But anyway, let's go back to a couple of things here. First of all, white nationalists was tossed out there right away about the shooter in El Paso. Again, going back to the Clark Piven rule number one, they obviously figured that, because they were using their terminology the way they like to use it, black versus white, they threw the racist thing out there to begin with. And this is all the progressive left liberal socialists doing this. I mean, all the time, every day, all day long.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much a tactic that has worked for many, many years for them, because conservatives just do not. They don't stick up for themselves. So as soon as they feel threatened in the tiniest bit that they're going to be called racist or any of the other names that the left is so fast to throw out, they back down and they give the left what they want. We can't do that anymore.
Let me throw this out there for what it's worth for the listeners that are listening, and we're going to be taking a break here very quickly. Immigration is a path to power. If we don't have control of our borders and we don't know who's coming in here, there's a confrontation that's going to eventually happen, because we got some really bad people coming into this country.
Yeah, we do.
That we've not been able to vet. And in the past, the Democrats have rallied against illegal immigration, but not anymore. They've done a full 180, and they want to also legalize the people that are in here and put them ahead of the people that have been here, come in here legally. That's all wrong, but they're looking at one thing and one thing only, votes. Votes mean power.
Yeah, and I believe that voter fraud is going to be one of the biggest issues we're going to face in 2020. And the reason that the Democrats now are changing their tune is because the left, the really radical Democratic Socialists, are now putting the same Alinsky tactics back on the Democrats, the more moderate ones.
All right, and folks, I've got to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk some more. I'll be doing a beach and boating forecast when we come back, so don't go anywhere. More with Kathy Chamberlain. Kathy Chamberlain, of course, is the author of the book Rules for Radicals. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. right. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast. Always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, the website. Okay, today, Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour in the storms. Seas this morning start out 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 89 degrees. The bay water temperature, 87. We had our low tide in the wee hours of the morning, 00:45 hours, otherwise known as 12:45 a.m. to you civilians out there. And high tide coming at 6:56 a.m. So there you go. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations located in the USA, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. Yes, I said France. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 26 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do then is pay the balance left on the membership fee, and it's a monthly fee after that. So, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So, just go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you more money. You'll have more fun. All right, back with Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. Now, I made a mistake before, and I said Rules for Radicals, because we're talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Right?
That's right.
Okay, now, we are talking about rule number one. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And according to Saul Alinsky, power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. And we're getting some comments here. Let me see here. This is a long one here this time, Eric. Sometimes you, very peculiar is going on here also. Even more conservative media in the UK is blaming President Trump and using American Democratic talking points. Well, of course they are. They're freaking socialists over there. England has become a socialist country.
It's so sad, and there are many over there that are warning us, don't go down this same path.
Germany. I've had people, Maria in Germany, who's right now in Las Vegas. She said, whatever you do, don't let your country go the way that we've gone here. We have no control. We have no borders. We don't know who's here. People are attacking people. People are, and by the way, they're using knives over there for the most part.
Oh, yeah. And I just ran across an article, well, when I did my blog that's coming out later today, but about Australia. There was, when they did all their gun confiscations, now Australians are warning America, too. Don't fall for these tricks of the left and the socialists.
So, again, the assailants, even before the gunpowder dried, there were calls for gun control, stopping the so-called hate speech by the racist Trump, his supporters. We've all been labeled deplorables, hence your book. We're being called racist, this, that, and the other. But it takes one to know one. Remember that expression?
Oh, yeah.
Takes one to know one?
Sure.
I mean, these are the masters at it. These are the people. And by the way, 10 years ago, when Barack Obama came to office, I remember it as if it was yesterday. We're only 3 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. Do you know what he's doing right now? Do you know what he's teaching right now?
Enlighten me.
He's taught 10,000 students so far Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals in lectures. He's giving lectures going around to colleges.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
And he's using Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals to teach them.
Well, thanks for that information, and that doesn't surprise me, because he actually learned under Saul Alinsky's rules, as did Hillary Clinton, who wrote her thesis, of course, at Wesley College.
Yep, and this is just such a pathetic thing that's going on. It's going on right in front of us, and I know it, and you know it. The media is choosing to ignore a lot of this stuff that's going on right in front of them, right under their own noses. And it's just like, you know, what are they doing?
Well, they keep getting away with it, Captain. That's the problem. You know, that's their strategy. If they continue to blackmail and use extortion against conservatives and conservatives don't push back, the lawmaker, I mean, they know, the left knows that they can change our laws simply by threat.
Yeah. And, of course, the other thing is that when we're talking about this, they're trying to get us all bent out of shape. They're trying to get us dazed and confused, if you will. And you have to understand what the ultimate goal is here. They're trying to fundamentally transform our country right in front of us. Right in front of us.
And this new crisis, of course, that's going on with the mass shootings is right up their alley because they know that any kind of a crisis like that they can use and come out strong for gun control. That's their immediate goal. Their ultimate goal is to transform our country to socialism.
And what did Germany do? And what did Korea do? And what did
Venezuela
do? And what did Cuba do? They took the guns away from the people so that they couldn't effectively go against the government. And here we go. We're seeing some of the same stuff happening right here in front of us.
Of course, history repeats itself.
Mm-hmm. So, back to Rules for Deplorables, a primer to fight socialism. That's the proper name of the boat, of the book, rather. We're going to be, for the next 13 weeks, we're going to be taking each one of these rules. We've got rule number one right now, and we've got about two more minutes, about a minute and a half, to discuss a little bit more about this. So what do you want people to take away from rule number one?
To make sure that our legislators, our congressmen, they don't cower under these threats, and we can't either. That's even most important because President Trump he's very well aware of these tactics, and he fights against them every single day, and the left pushes back on him, calling him a racist because of it. We have to stay united behind our president.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all about that one. As a matter of fact, you know, more people need to step up and say, hey, this is wrong. And when they come out there with the basic universal income, the universal health care, the free college and all this other stuff that's in there, we can't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way. Somebody's got to pay for that.
That's right, and it's the old saying, you give them an inch, they take a mile, and we've got to stop them now. Appeasement never, ever works.
And, of course, the mass killings, the left tends to blame. The left's responses uniformly require the innocent to give up their rights. Modern media is sensationalizing and for fostering false narratives. As I said right off the bat, CNN was wrong with the story they had. MSNBC was wrong with the story that they had. I made it very tough on myself to make sure I was accurate with what we put out Sunday night into Monday morning, and we did. And as a result, we were paid off in terms of the listeners that were listening. We set a listener record here in the program, but that's because of good people like Kyle Warren, yourself. You'll be a regular contributor every Tuesday. And and by the way, I want to thank you for coming in because right now I got to pay some more bills and say something here, but tell us how to find your book.
Thank you. Yes, go to my website, www.rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, where you'll find all sorts of different avenues to purchase the book, the e-book. And now I'm very excited to announce that I just came out with the audio book. But you can listen to the audio prologue for free just by going to my website.
Okay, and that's Kathy Chamberlain. She'll be in every Tuesday, 5:30 to about 5:55. Right now, I got to tell you that this final segment brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor. Dominick's is spelled Dominick's, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota, where Jeff is. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominick's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And wave at those red, white, and blue trucks. When you see them go by, you might see Kevin behind the wheel. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. We are coming back tonight with more on the Radio. Kyle Warren's going to lead it off. We'll definitely have all the breaking news that's going on. There'll probably be more to report about the president. We'll be talking about his trip coming up to El Paso. But in the meantime, you folks go out there, make it a great day. Do a good thing for somebody. You see a police officer, a fireman, someone in the military, shake their hand, say thank you. See you tonight. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.